He is not the child that I raised. He is not the boy that I raised him to be. When Nicholas is on drugs, he becomes delusional. He becomes aggressive. He sometimes becomes quite manic. He doesn't reason properly. He's not himself. He looks different. He speaks differently. He behaves differently. The Nicholas that is sober is a good boy. In the years that Nicholas was sober, he did well at school. He played rugby. He played cricket. He did gymnastics. He played first team cricket and rugby. He did well at school. He was liked at school. He was a good boy. When drugs entered his life, that is when Nicholas lost the plot, and that was his downfall in life.
Okay. Do you know, were you aware when he became involved in drugs?
I am, yes.
Did you tell us what happened?
Nicholas was about 12 or 13 years old, and if I can just give you a little bit of background, but you've probably heard it all, his mom was also an addict, and at a point in time she convinced me that she was sober and that she was doing well in life. They lived in Krugersdorp at that point, so I couldn't really verify it, but Nicholas wanted to go and visit with her, and she fetched Nicholas and his friend. He wasn't allowed to mix with this particular person at that point. And she fetched Nicholas, and then she fetched the friend. And apparently they were drinking the whole night. And then the following morning, when she had to bring them home, they were too drunk. And they'd been drinking throughout the night. And that was when she gave the two boys cat to sober them up, or to put them in a state that I wouldn't notice that they were high.